Grace to you and peace from the one who is and who was and who is to come, from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and ruler of kings on earth. Amen. Dear saints, this evening marks the celebration of the feast of St. Thomas, disciple and apostle of Jesus, thus the readings that we just heard. But this account of Thomas also fits in perfectly with our theme for this Advent season, Come and See. For in Thomas, we discover that faith, belief, can come through seeing. Now, all of the disciples had seen the risen Jesus earlier, except Thomas. Thomas just wanted to see what they had already seen. And when Jesus shows up the second time, Thomas is there, and he received a personal invitation. Come, come and see my body. Put your finger here. See my hands. Put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe. Thomas responds in faith, my Lord and my God. Thomas now believed that Christ had risen from the dead because he saw the body. You and I are not given that. We don't get to sit down with Jesus in the same way that Thomas did. We don't get to touch the scars, the trophies of Christ's victory over sin and death. And that seeming lack of evidence may trouble us sometimes. We assume that such an encounter with Jesus would surely strengthen our faith. Brothers and sisters, that day is coming. That day when you will see Jesus with eyes of flesh, behold his scars, dwell with him in everlasting light. But that day is not yet. And so to us, Jesus says, through the words of John, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. That would be you. You and I who have not seen, but have believed the witness of Thomas, of John, all the rest, we are blessed by the Father. There is only really one way to see Jesus for who he is. Oh, sure, the apostles got to see him with their eyes of flesh. They got to see the miracles. They got to see the healings. They got to see it all. But so did a lot of other people, including many of the Pharisees and Sadducees, Pilate, Caiaphas. But they did not believe. They refused to see Jesus for who he was. They refused to see him as their Lord and their God. The only way to truly see Jesus for who he is by faith. To believe in Jesus is to believe what the prophets and the apostles tell us about him. And once you see Jesus for who he is, through their words, then you begin to see other things with more clarity. These eyes of flesh, mine, they seem to get weaker and weaker as I get older. Many of you have experienced the same. But by the grace of God, our eyes of faith grow ever stronger as we get older. We are called to see. But what is it that we see with our eyes of faith? When we see Jesus for who he is, we tend to see other things rightly. For example, we are given to see what the world is, what the creation is, full of wonder. Beautiful, yes, amazing, yes, but temporary, fading away, dying. We also see what the powerful of this world really are. They are mostly opposed to God's will. They are seeking after their own glory. We see that this world is full of wickedness. And through the working of God's Holy Spirit, we are also able to see ourselves more clearly. We are able to see that we are full of sin, corruption, that our path through this life leads to the grave. We realize perhaps our propensity toward certain types of sins, maybe sexual, maybe gross sins of the tongue, lashing out at people we love, perhaps indifference toward the word of God, maybe the love of money and the constant desire for more of it, maybe just indifference to our fellow human beings, those for whom Christ died. When we're honest with ourselves, we really don't like what we see. We see in ourselves creatures that should be in fear of the coming of our judge. But this seeing of ourselves for what we are in the mirror of God's law is actually a blessing from God, because it causes us to not rely on ourselves, but to look toward our Savior. When we look upon Jesus, we see what God is like, full of mercy and compassion, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. We see in Jesus such love that he willingly dies for us. We see how he showed mercy to Thomas, who in doubt refused to believe. So what does Jesus do? He comes to him again. He comes to us repeatedly to calm our fears, to erase our doubts, to forgive our sins. We see a God who is just in punishing sin, and yet is also justifier, declaring you and I to be righteous on account of the blood of Christ. That is what we should see. We should see, like Thomas did, that even our sin, even our doubts, even the sin of the entire world could not overcome Christ. For he rose from the dead, as all the eyewitnesses testify, as you have believed, in order that you and I would be raised, so that we would one day see Jesus with eyes of flesh, as Thomas and all the others did, that we would see what we see now only through eyes of faith, namely our risen Savior, and that we too would say of him, my Lord and my God. These things are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. We see because we believe, seeing by believing. In the name of Jesus, amen.